The producers really don't know we're on this ferry.
I told them Mud had to go get emergency dental surgery. They didn't ask any more questions.
I'm kind of in my rebel arc right now. Oral surgery wouldn't play with my fan base.
We haven't gone on an outing without the camera crew in forever. You're so good at ideas, Horty.
Terrence, don't. Viewers don't like that nickname. It's cringe.
Really?
Horty sounds too much like a cuss word, but the producers won't tell me which one.
Oh, that's easy. Is Bingo Sam gonna be there?
Is Bingo Sam gonna be there?
Yo, why did you even bring him?
The dentist lie was actually their idea. I had to.
I'm a really good improviser. I learned at acting camp.
Just don't be so cutesy or whatever.
Yeah, you'll blow our cover.
I'm not cutesy.
Shut it. You can hear the park.
Is this real? Are we really gonna be in Bingo Samland?
Yeah, Dorcas. Where else would we be going?
They say it's fun for kids of all ages. I'm all ages.
When do we meet Bingo Sam?
Oh, actually, he said that he hates you and doesn't want to meet up.
What?
Apparently he is a big Life Slice fan, and he saw that episode, the one where he had to eat all that pudding. And you really grossed him out.
I did?
He's just teasing you.
Oh. That makes it less hurtful then.
Come on, they're lowering the boarding ramp. Let's go! I want to beat the lines!
Yo, we gotta hit up the clown cart.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! I want to try the clowny corn dog vapor!
Wait for me!
You're here, you're real, you're cameo. You're here, you're real, you're
cameo! Are you even listening to me?
Ah, sorry. Just doing my mantra.
You seem like you're in a weird mood.
I just don't like dumb boats to stupid places, that's all. What were you saying?
I was saying that I wish I knew where to take my research. After the fiasco at Technomagicon, I just need to clear my head. I need a new direction for my showcase project. And this is the perfect place to cut loose and have some fun.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely the word I'd use to describe Bingo Samland.
Cameo, if I even mention my research once, I want you to slap me, okay?
What? No.
Yeah, probably wouldn't respond well to that. Just grab my shoulders and shake me really fast. Just shake me of my intrusive thoughts.
Excuse me, experiencers, gather this way. Yep, step this way, please. All right, is everyone here? We didn't forget Catnip again, did we?
I got him.
All right, thank you all for coming out for this special field assignment. I'm sure you're eager to get in there, but first some housekeeping. So as a part of their 50th anniversary celebrations, Bingo Samland kindly sponsored a slate of park-themed experiences for us. They let us have pretty free run as long as we do them all in the park, which shouldn't be hard. It is an island. So make sure you complete your assignments, but other than that, the park is yours. All right, settle down. We are still at work, people. Now, Brenda and Brinkman, you will be experiencing getting a stomach ache from eating too many bingo sandwiches and then puking on a stranger.
This is the pickle festival all over again.
Bingo sandwiches? Ugh, disgusting.
Riley and Catnip?
Yes, right here, boss. Leslie, sir.
You will be haggling with a carny over the ticket price of a Bingo Sam plushie.
These carnies don't stand a chance.
Okay, Cameo and Delmont.
Yes?
Your assignment is to catch a balloon and return it to its owner.
That'll give us plenty of time to ride the rides.
Oh, yay.
Lucky.
If you have your assignment, you can head on in. The rest of you just hold tight.
This way, Catnip. I used to be a Bingo Sam Young Fungineer, so I know this place.
I'm gonna play so much Goofy Golf.
Look at those nerds. So excited, so happy, so full of joy and wonder.
Did you know that Bingo Samland has the largest emotional manipulation field in the world?
Can't say I did, no.
On one of the Technomagic forums I moderate, look at sometimes, there's a lot of speculation that Bingo Sam has innate magical abilities and sustains a mass enchantment of constant excitement and joy. You can't help but have a good time here.
So can I shake you now, or?
That's a rumor, Delmont. Obviously, Bingo Sam is just an ascended being with the power to grant wish balloons.
I wish I had a wish balloon.
You're both wrong. Bingo Sam is just an underpaid teenager in a sweaty suit.
Well, yeah, most of the Bingo Sams in the park are, but there's one real one, if you can find him.
Definitely not a marketing scheme. You're totally right.
Something you want to talk about, Cameo?
Yeah, I assumed you'd be all over this kind of thing.
Well, I'm not. Touchy.
You're here. You're real. You're Cameo. You're here. You're real. You're Cameo.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience today? Get a job, sign a lease, go hold, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Wow, this is so cool. Look, Hortensia, it's the clown carts. Oh, can we please, please, please? Is that Bingo Sam? Wow, this is the best place ever. I can't believe it's real. Did you see that? That looks so fun.
Okay, everybody, disguise up.
Disguises? No, don't tell me you didn't bring a disguise.
I got my big clown hat.
Should never have brought them.
I didn't know, I'm sorry.
If people catch wind that some of the Life Slice kids are in the park, our day is ruined.
The fans would go crazy, but no one will question four heavily clothed youths.
I thought we love the fans.
Don't you, like, leave the Life Slice house?
No, I never need to. I like hanging with you guys.
That's so what the cute one would say.
Here, just, you can borrow my jacket, I guess. Keep the hood up.
Thanks.
Don't say I never did anything for you, okay?
Does Bingo Sam really watch Life Slice?
Nah. He's too busy throwing ascended being parties up in Bylock.
Ascended beings don't hang out.
And he never even leaves the park. Just like me.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he has to be here, so anyone who wants can find him and ask for one of his wish balloons. That's what makes him so special.
Yeah, or just one of like a thousand mascots roaming around.
There's only one Bingo Sam.
What are you, like his number one fan?
Yeah, I am. He's magic and funny and can do anything. What? Why are you laughing?
This is gonna be a long day.
Even at Bingo Samland, you are the biggest clown here.
Look, it's the red nose diver.
Looks kind of scary, if you ask me.
Let's go!
The red-nosed diver? An engineering marvel. Let's go!
Aren't we trying to return a balloon to some deluded fool?
We've got all day for that. Maybe we go on some of the rides first. You know, the new clowny-go-round looks really fun if 100-foot plummets aren't your thing.
Clowny-go-round? I thought you were experiencers, not babies.
Hey, isn't that Catnip with his head stuck in the goofballer?
Oh no, Catnip! We talked about this! You have to wait for the ball to come all the way out!
This place is overrated.
Aren't you having fun? Everyone has fun when they step into Bingo Sam Land. Might be because of the enchantment field I mentioned, but, you know, you should be
Look,
having a good time.
I see a kid with a balloon. Let's just go give him a shove.
The clown carts. I heard they had a redesign when they updated the park. Let's go check them out.
Ah, stop dragging me.
Please remember to keep all arms, legs, horns, and tails inside the cart at all times.
Oh, I hate the clown carts.
So you have been here before?
Everyone's been to Bingo Sam Land. Come on.
Whoa, okay, be cool. Look, Bingo Sam is coming this way.
You mean an imposter is coming this way?
You never know. It could be the real one.
Having fun, folks?
Yes. A great time, sir.
Well, that's great, Squirt. Here, have a balloon.
Wow. Look, Cameo, this year's balloons are rose gold for their golden anniversary of the park.
And one for you.
No, thank you.
Don't be rude to Bingo Sam. Not in his own land.
That's just a mascot. thank you, but we actually have very important work to do.
Just a mascot? I'm Bingo Sam.
Look, I know you're a fake, okay? So why don't you just head over to some other sad sap and pretend to be the corporate character that you and I both know isn't real?
Is that a grumpy Gus I see? Don't make me get out my fun gun.
Hey, look, a bored child. Maybe that will take your mind off your costume-induced heat stroke.
Yeah, bye-bye. Don't come back.
Ugh.
Whoa. Why did you have to do that?
Bingo Sam is corporate propaganda. Like the toenail fairy or looking both ways before crossing the street.
Okay, those two things are not the same.
There is no real Bingo Sam. Trust me.
I know this is odd coming from me, but you're kind of being a buzzkill right now.
What buzz am I killing exactly? The buzz of over-vaped corn dogs? The buzz of children puking in public?
I'm not sure where this negativity is coming from. You're not wearing an anti-enchantment device of some kind, are you?
Can we just do the assignment so I can go wait on the ferry?
Racers, take your places.
Ooh, finally. It's clown cart time. I want the green one. It's the fastest.
Really don't want to do this. My stomach hurts, and I have a severe bumping allergy.
We have a winner!
Good. The clown carts are just as fun as I remember.
Oh, I think I may have bumped my brain loose.
Most fun we've had in months. Let's go again.
Bingo Sam spotted. I repeat, Bingo Sam spotted.
Hey, Dorcas, get back here.
Excuse me? Mr. Bingo?
Well, hello there, little buddy.
Are those some real wish balloons?
Why, you betcha they are. Would you like one, little buddy?
Whoa, yes, please. It's the shiniest, reddest balloon I've ever seen. What do I wish for?
Don't run off like that.
But it's Bingo Sam!
You know my name and where to find me. See ya!
Wait, I wanted a balloon.
Look, Hortensia, my wish balloon. It's perfect.
Cool, let's go.
You know they give those to everyone, right?
This one is special. Her name is Vantelope.
Who names a balloon?
Cool big kids, like me.
Wait, shut up. Did you hear that?
Ooh, that one's new, I think.
What?
The dog flume.
A hot dog log flume? Looks intense.
I heard that they used real hot dog water under the boats.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's Bingo Sam's Wacky Wiener's dog flume.
The idea of the ride is that Bingo Sam eats a bunch of hot dogs right before he goes to sleep and has a nightmare that you get to ride through.
It's actually pretty avant-garde and a bit of a stretch on the clown theme, but it's all worth it to see the ketchup demon.
It's raining hot dog water!
That's a really big drop.
Duh, they built it for thrill freaks like us.
Yeah, like us.
Is this ride too wild and wacky for you?
Oh, is a widow baby afraid of womb?
No, I'm not widow baby afraid of womb.
Sounds like someone's a widow baby afraid. Sounds like you're a baby.
Okay, let's stop saying that. You don't have to go on it if you're scared. We can...
I'm not scared. Let's go on the flume. The flume. I'm cool and big and tall enough to ride the ride. Maybe.
Okay, whatever. Let's go.
Yes!
This is gonna be good!
So many lines.
Let's see. We did clown carts and Bingo Sam's high-flying pie in the sky.
Ugh, don't mention it. I barely held in my pie. Oh, look, it's Brenda.
Excuse me, sir. Might I quickly vomit on you?
Get away from me!
It's for my job!
You go, girl. Finish that assignment. You know, I just love finishing assignments. Maybe we should try it?
But the line on the dog flume is so short.
I am not climbing in a hot dog. The water smell is bad enough from here.
Right. Hot dog phobia. I'll just sneak on and...
Look, there's a kid right over there with a balloon. Look at their buttery fingers. They can barely hold on to that thing. Maybe they just need a little shove, and then we can snatch
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, cameo.
What?
We aren't going to assault a child. Just wait here. I'll be right back, okay?
Fine. I'll be the professional one, then. I'll assault the child. You can just go. We'll do the assignment alone. How did that sound? And they're already gone. Great. Hey, balloon boy, let go of that thing so I can return it for you.
No!
Wow. Delma and Cameo up to hijinks once again. Hi, I'm producer Caleb, and I'm here to do the mid-roll for you. So please sit back and relax and hear my quick little announcements. I don't know if you've heard, but there are currently Cameo plushies on pre-order. This is our first venture into the plushie business, so please don't make us look like fools. Our houses and our family's livelihoods are resting on this. So please, if you would like one, run, don't walk to your nearest readymadeutopia.com/merch to get yours on pre-order. As always, if you do not like listening to the mid-rolls on these episodes, you can go and support us on Patreon, where you can find episodes ad-free. You can also get a bunch of other cool perks, like discounts on merch, special sneak peeks and behind the scenes of different RMU projects, including a companion podcast for the Experience Corporation. And you can get all of that starting at $5 a month, just to help support all the work that we do, if you so wish. But I would say, if you're willing to pay the $5, you might as well dig in your couch cushions once a month and chip in the extra $6. Because at $6, you can join the Ready Made Utopia Sticker Club. And every month, a custom-made sticker made by our very own Kate Nichols will be mailed to you and surprise you in your mailbox. Doesn't that sound delightful? Just go to www.patreon.com/readymadeutopia. There's also a link in the episode description. A bit of old news, but new news to the podcast. You can currently listen to the soundtrack for season one of the Experience Corporation, all written and mastered by our very own Vanessa Thurlow. You might know her as Opal Voss. And you can listen to that anywhere you can stream music, I'm pretty sure. It's also up on YouTube. And if you listen to the podcast, you already know how good it is. I personally like to use it for my, when I DM. It's very good background music. Helps me transition between scenes or add a little spice. Whatever you want to do with the season one soundtrack of the Experience Corporation is your business. I am not going to ask any questions. But I will say thank you for listening to it. Something else that will be happening during mid-rolls this season is we will be reading special messages. They can be shout-outs to your friends, loved ones. You could confess your love to someone. You could challenge someone to a duel. Really, the possibilities are endless. But if you would like your own message read on the show, all it costs is $50. And wait, guess what? If you are a Patreon subscriber, you only have to pay $35. You will get a Patreon discount because we already value how much that you're supporting the show. There are also commercial options if you would like to plug a product or a project or whatever it is. And then whatever you'd like to say to people, I'll be saying, or someone else will be saying. Maybe Cameo will be saying.
Maybe it'll be, maybe Bad Georgie will get over here. Maybe he'll say something.
Probably not, but he could. If you have just like a personal message that you'd like to get on the show, you can email us at info@readymadeutopia.com. That is info, I-N-F-O, at readymadeutopia.com. And we can get that situated. Okay, I'm gonna go and eat some lasagna now. Have fun with the rest of the episode. Okay, goodbye.
Wow, it really does smell like hot dog. It's so much worse in line.
That's the smell of danger.
That might be me. I was in the splash zone when we crossed the bridge.
So how long is the drop down?
The pickle plunge? Not more than 200 feet.
Oh, I'm sure. In the 3 days this thing's been open, they've worked out all the kinks.
It's only been open 3 days?
2.5, really.
He's just trying to freak you out.
Yeah, I know.
You can't let people get to you like that. Don't the producers tell you anything about how to mask your emotions?
No, they only asked me if I had any food allergies, and then they just threw me in.
Ugh, so irresponsible.
Welcome to Bingo Sam's Wacky Wiener Dog Flume. Please take your seat in the bun boat.
I call the solo seat at the front. It gets you the biggest splash. You good to ride with these two, Dorcas?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, see you at the end.
Excuse me, babe.
Coming through.
Guys, you're blocking my seat.
We're growing teens. We need the space. Sorry.
I guess you'll just have to get the next one.
Alone?
I mean, you're not afraid, right?
No, I'm not afraid.
We'll be waiting for you at the end, okay?
Okay.
Have fun, little baby!
Bye, guys. See you on the other side. Okay, well, they left you. No big deal, nothing to be traumatized about. Oh, that was fast. Excuse me, kind stranger, can I join your boat?
Who are you?
Well, if I could just squeeze right on in, I could...
Sorry, kid.
Okay.
Please sit where there is a vacancy.
But the only one left is the solo seat.
Please sit where there is a vacancy. Now.
Okay. Well, at least I have you, Vantelope.
No balloons are allowed on the dog flume.
Hey, give her back!
All balloons will be retrievable at the end of the ride. Probably. Have fun!
Wait, my balloon! Vantelope? Wait! I wanna get off! Can I get off?
Huh? Okay.
Please keep your little doggy in the bun at all times. Have fun.
I don't know what the holdup was, but I got the front seat.
One night, after eating dog after dog, Bingo Sam drifted off to a fitful sleep.
Forgot how goofy this ride is. It's just so...
Why did you eat me? A hot dog, Bingo Sam! I love you! Now I will punish you as I steer you through the hot waters of dog judgment!
Whoa, that escalated quickly. Ah! Mushroom spray! This park is the best! Ah! Okay! Oh, it tastes like hot dogs.
Don't
make it stop, please. Make it stop, please.
Bingo Sam had no idea what he had done wrong, but such is the nature of psychological punishment. It needs not a rational explanation.
No, not psychological punishment.
And now, Bingo Sam, you will face your final punishment. The pickle plunge.
That is just as intense as I remembered it. They are not messing around with the ketchup demon. Hey, Cameo, I'm done with the hot dog flume. Good call not coming, not hot dogophobe friendly. Let's meet and do the assignment. Send. That's weird. Cameo usually responds before I finish typing.
I want my balloon back.
Sam's Wacky Wiener's Dog Flume is not liable for missing balloons.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Communicator, are we experience recording?
One assignment active. Cameo and Delmont.
Great. Going to do this for Cameo? Without Cameo. Excuse me. Are you missing a balloon?
Obviously. Why else am I yelling at this automaton?
Oh, okay. An attitude. I didn't expect this hostility. WWCD.
Why are you talking to yourself?
What happened, child?
My name's Darren.
Yeah, stinky Darren.
Shut up, Davis!
Just ignore him. Tell me where you last had your balloon.
This automaton promised me that my balloon would be waiting for me after I went on the ride.
Yeah, they just let those things go as soon as you hand them over. I can help you get it back if...
Well, then get to it. I don't have all day.
Try to be nice one time. Communicator, scan the skyline directly above the dog flume for anything full of helium.
4 objects found. Rapidly approaching atmosphere.
Sure enough, you can see them up there. You wouldn't happen to know which one is yours, would you?
The coolest one, obviously.
Oh, great, great. Communicator, activate BB mode.
Activating.
BB mode?
And there you go. One balloon returned. 4, actually.
You popped it!
Communicator, does that count?
Assignment complete. Return a lost balloon to its owner.
Yes.
Well, my job here is done.
Help! Help! Someone accost this fiend!
Ooh, I should go. That was mostly easy.
Guards! Anyone!
Well, mostly. Where the heck is Cameo?
I am never eating a hot dog again. Ugh. Excuse me, Mr. Automaton. Where is Vantelope?
Bingo Sam's Wacky Wiener Dog Flume takes no responsibility for missing balloons.
What? You said that...
Bingo Sam's Wacky Wiener's Dog Flume takes no responsibility for a child's sadness on park property.
But Bingo Sam gave that to me. You can't just... Hortensia? Hortensia, won't give me my balloon back.
Who are you?
Sorry. I thought you were my friend. Hortensia?
Yeah.
Mud? Parents? Where are you guys? Hello? I'm still here. You can come out now. Very funny, guys. Come on, guys. This isn't funny. Guys? Where'd you go?
The world of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The Experience Corporation is produced and directed by Caleb Davey. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode was written by Sam Levitt and features Matthew Sneed as Riley, Britt Mayer as Leslie, Maya Nell as Hortensia, Justin Siow as Terrence, Sage Huston as Mud, Caitlin Chekarovsky as Rami, Matt Mulligan as Bingo Sam mascot, and Devin Asperger as Bingo Sam automatons. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. This episode was edited by Rebecca Lynn. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow, with words by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, and it's performed by Christian Rasmussen. All of our artwork is done by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, and Louise and Raj. And a special thank you to the Elsner Family Fund. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us in your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much for listening.